Come in, Chloe. Let's get started on thinking about what you want to say at the meeting tomorrow.
Hi, Danny. Thanks. I've been thinking about what I want to say about my experiences.
You have previously mentioned a lack of communication. What did you mean by that?
When I left the foster care system, I had no idea what was happening. I went far from my family and missed them a lot. I still don't know why I ended up in residential care so far from home.
Okay, that is an important point. We will note that down.
I told my social worker I wanted to stay at home, and they took me away. Then I told them I wanted to stay in the same school, but they sent me away. Then they moved me another 2 times until I ended up in residential care.
Okay, so what did you think about the next phase of your life?
In fact, it was pretty good. I thought I would hate the residential centre, but I made some great friends there, and some of the staff were brilliant.
Why did you like them so much?
I think it was because they had more time with us, so they could get to know us and they listened more to what we thought and stuff like that. It was the staff there that got me the council flat and helped me apply to college and everything.
How did you find living on your own?
It was really tough. I had never lived on my own, and going home or waking at night and being all alone was really strange. I missed having someone in the room next door. I was also scared some nights when the upstairs neighbour came back drunk and kicked at my door.
Yes, I remember that problem. He was angry because you stopped letting him into your flat. That was it, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's in prison now, but I don't know for how long.
In college, how did that go?
Difficult. It was hard to get up for all the lessons, and doing the shopping and cleaning was hard with the homework, so I stopped going after a while.